Welcome to the podcast, Just Saying. My name is Joe McCormick. I'm your host, and in this episode of the podcast, I'm going to talk about a new program, a new concept called quiet selling. If you've been here before, welcome back. If you're new to the podcast, I'm really happy that you're here. We're in our eighth season, toward the end of our eighth season, and I am excited to talk about a new discovery, and it's called quiet selling. And before I get into that, I wanted to let you know that if you're not connected with me on LinkedIn, I highly recommend you do so we can connect on LinkedIn. And I've published a newsletter, same name, Just Saying, and it comes out every other week, every other Monday. And tomorrow, Monday, it'll be the 9th of December, there'll be a newsletter. It'll be similar topic that we're talking today, a little bit more in depth, a bit more background, called My Discovery of Quiet Selling. And I felt it was appropriate to talk about this because we're having a webinar as a week from Monday on December 16th, where I'm going to launch this program. It's a training program. Why did I do this? Because it's pretty clear to most people that one of the issues that salespeople have is they talk too much and they don't listen enough. And the point of this program, this insight that I had, and I'm going to share with you in a second, is really great salespeople listen more and talk less. And they ditch the itch to pitch. How do you like that? They're constantly giving into this impulse, like it's got to be what I say, and I've got to say something that's going to be magical. And we've been talking about communication here for eight seasons, about the importance of being clear and concise and on message. So clearly communication is important. If it weren't, you wouldn't listen to the podcast. But when it regards to salespeople, they have this inclination, this impulse to talk too much, and it needs to be dialed back. Now, as I go into this, I want you to start to think about, well, maybe you're not in sales. And my line is everybody's in sales. Everybody's got a concept. Everybody's got a solution. Everybody contributes to causes, missions, that convincing people, persuading people, getting people to say yes is part of the job. Now, some of those people are actually called salespeople, and they have pipelines, and they do proposals, and they recruit people. So if you're not that person, maybe you know somebody who is. If you're not that person, maybe you might be that person someday. And if you're not that person right now, maybe you have a facet of your job that's very similar to sales without the title. Regardless, listen in, and you can share this with perspectives of people that you know, and you can, you know, gain some learning and deeper understanding if, in fact, you're thrust into that position of a revenue generator someday. Now, my background in this whole thing is many years ago, right out of college, about a year out of college, I did a short stint in Europe. I lived in Spain for about a year and a half, where I taught English in a language school. It was a fun experience. I learned a lot. I actually learned how to teach, and I learned how to speak Spanish, so that was kind of cool. I lived in Madrid, and it was a wonderful experience. But when I came back to the States, I had to get a job. And my first job was in sales. And I worked for a British telecom company, and I was not very good at it. In fact, I was terrible. In the first few months, I was, as the proverbial, I was sucking wind, and I couldn't close a door. And it was difficult. And I learned a lot of lessons that have helped me, you know, 30 years later. But that initial thrust into sales was difficult because there was a lot of technique, there was sales training, there was a product line, there were prospective clients that I had to find. I had to convince people to buy something that we were selling that they weren't even really aware that they needed. And it was difficult. So I'm not going to get into the gory details of what that entailed, but suffice it to say that my backup was up against the wall, and I really needed to learn how to sell. And I had a breakthrough, and you can read about that in the newsletter on my LinkedIn profile. You could subscribe to it. And that comes out every other week, by the way. And it's a lot of fun to write because it's a bit autobiographical. It's talking about topics that I talk about in the podcast, but I think in a deeper way. But I had a breakthrough. And my breakthrough was, you know, my boss told me, hey, listen, you know, talk about the things that matter to you, what motivates you, share the story of this company. And it was a short story, and I loved working for that company, and it helped me sell. my discovery of this thing called quiet selling has been a journey, because most of the sales training that I've gone through, most of the sales training I see, is most of it's pretty good, but a lot of it focuses on presentation skills and being persuasive. There's a lot of processes and steps and things like that. And a lot of it's very good, but a lot of it loses the focus of the customer, and the customer's voice kind of gets drowned out in technique, how to pitch people, how to present, how to close, you know, et cetera. If you're ever looking for a good movie about sales, it's a little bit dark, watch the movie Glengarry Glen Ross. It's an old movie, but it's awesome. It's kind of like the go-to movie for salespeople. You know, like Backdraft is the go-to movie for firemen, you know, or I guess Talladega Nights. I don't know if that's the go-to movie for race car drivers or NASCAR fans. But Glengarry Glen Ross, for anybody that I've ever known in sales, everybody's seen that movie. It's a bit dark, but it's a really great movie. There's a cast of characters in that movie. You have Alan Arkin and Ed Harris and Alec Baldwin and Kevin Spacey and Al Pacino. I mean, the list goes on and on. It's an awesome movie. It's a bit dark and it's all kind of at night, but it's all about, one of the famous lines of that movie is coffee is for closers. ABC, always be closing. And that's the focus of a lot of salespeople, is how to get people to buy and how to really get them into that mindset of how do you close, close, close. What I want to share with you is as this discovery I made towards quiet selling is it really is about slowing down as a salesperson. It's about using quiet, leveraging quiet. So my story is about 6 months ago, I started working with a sales consultant to help my team improve their sales skills. So this is a guy that's been a sales trainer. His name is Tony for a long time. And Tony's really good. I mean, he's based out of Chicago, suburban Chicago, Northwest Indiana, and he's excellent. He's been doing this forever. And he gathered my team together to teach them professional skills of what sales people do. And, you know, it's like, how do you organize a meeting and how do you prospect and how do you do account planning? And a lot of it was just really, really good stuff. And it was based on this technique called action selling, which is like a 9-step methodology. And there's millions of them. This is one of them. I've been training different ones. But they're all good techniques about how to teach people how to be a better salesperson. Well, while I was sitting in the training that he was doing with my teams, I was just contributing and chiming in and enjoying what he was sharing. But all the while, I'm thinking about the things that we teach at the Brief Lab and the things that we teach at the Quiet Workplace around the value of being clear and concise, the tools that we teach, and then also the value of quiet. And while I was going through the whole thing, I kind of wrote down this, you know, my key takeaways. Okay, listen more, you know, talk less. And that was kind of that's what a good salesperson would do. Then what I did was I took what he was taking and saying and encouraging, and I kind of framed an overlay, like an add-on to what I would think any good sales training would need, which is what would give you the secret ingredient is quiet, slowing down. And what I did was I just kind of laid out some steps, and I'll share them really briefly here with you. Just, again, if you're in this world, this is going to be helpful, but this could be helpful if you are in any capacity needing to sell something, sell an idea, sell a program, sell your boss, or maybe down the road you will. So take note, this is really kind of what good to great salespeople would need to do. So the first is prospecting, using quiet time to slow down, to think about the types of people, customers that you need to find, identify, research, and connect with that you want to do business with. Most people underestimate the value and the importance of prospecting, looking for new customers, because they're too busy doing busy work that they don't stop and research. And LinkedIn is a huge area for people to use to research prospective clients. Quiet time to prospect, that's the first step. Second step in the sales process is planning. Anytime you create a plan, that might be a long-term account plan, that might be a short-term plan or strategy based on, you know, emerging market dynamics or emerging client need. But like, you spend time thinking about your clients, the ones that you have that you want to grow the relationship with new ones that you want to work with. What's your plan? You got this big client that you want to, you got this important client that you want to grow the relationship with. Hey, do you have a plan for that? Do you have quiet that you think and deliberate on that? So planning is the second step, do some quiet for that. The third is pre-call preparation. So most sales engagements are meetings or calls, conversations, where you schedule time. Well, that pre-call preparation is where you would bring the tools of a meeting agenda, a draft card to determine your desired outcome in the relationship, and the audience, and the format, and the tone. We've talked about that here. It's looking at, okay, well, how long do we have? What questions do I need to ask? And we've done a podcast on that, like being better at asking open-ended questions, getting them to talk. Pre-call preparation. You can't just show up after you've got a meeting and just see what happens. You have to have an agenda. You have to have a plan. You have to have preparation done so that when that conversation starts, you're setting the table. And really what setting the table is about is you've got a sense, because you're prepared, of what you need to discover or learn in the conversation and how you want to direct it. Well, then you show up. That's the third step. Then the fourth step is, like, actually I call it present listening. It's active listening, really. But I use the term present listening. It's a term that I coined in the book Noise, because you're present, meaning you're in the moment, but you're giving the person the present, the gift of your attention. And that's where your listening really comes into play. Well, if you're asking good questions, you're listening to them and you're giving your client a voice. It's super, super important. And this just happened to me last weekend. I was in a meeting. I did exactly what I was saying here. You know, I had a plan. I did my pre-call prep. We sat in the meeting. I had questions. And if I had not done that, they would have dove in and I would start talking, but I stopped and I said, okay, before I, you know, say some things, I would like to ask you a couple of questions. And the person's like, sure, that'd be great. And I had four or five questions prepared that really drove the conversation. But my listening, now I'm just completely in the moment, giving the gift of my undivided attention, not trying to finish their sentences, but really understanding their need. Where are they? What do they need? Giving them a voice. Then that conversation will end. And the fifth step is post-call debrief, which is you have to stop and reflect. Okay, what did I hear? What did they say? How do I put the pieces together? If I'm going to write them a letter or give them a proposal, could my cover letter really encapsulate the listening that I did in the conversation, the speaking, the voice that I gave them so they were heard in my cover letter's debrief, so I could put that together in a summary? Using a brief map is perfect. Tool to use for this is just, okay, well, what were they talking about and why was it important to them and what were the key details and what was the next step? Those are five steps in quiet selling. And as a program goes, we teach that. Be deliberate, slow down. Because a salesperson inclination is, okay, I gotta generate a pipeline. I gotta get a lot of results. I gotta get a lot of people to say yes. True. But in order to do that, to be effective, what I learned, what was inspired when I was watching Tony do training my team, was quiet works. And it was like, slow down, think about your client, come up with plans for your client, prepare for those calls, you know, take time to be a better listener in the conversation, ask better questions, give them a voice, hear them, understand them, and identify what is the unmet need that you can help address. And then create a debrief afterwards where you can summarize that and encapsulate all that information. You know, one of the things that I would want you to look at is the ratio of how much you talk to how much your client talks. You know, maybe you think it's 50-50 and you want to move it to like they talk 60% of the time and you talk 40. Maybe you're already at 60-40. You want them to talk 80% of the time and you talk 20. Whatever that ratio is, give more voice to your client and have less voice for you by asking questions and listening to them, not talking to them. And that gives you power. That accelerates the results. So this is really the point of quiet selling. So if you want information on this, go to thebrieflab.com. There's a resource section where there's a link to this webinar that's coming up on December 16th. If you want more information, go to my LinkedIn profile, Joseph McCormack on LinkedIn, McCormack. And you'll see this newsletter called Just Saying. It comes out every other week. There's an edition that comes out on Monday called My Discovery of Quiet Selling. Or just send me a direct message. Send me an email, jmccormack@thebrieflab.com. And I receive, you know, I answer those emails directly. But the bottom line is, when you look at this, you stand out. You really stand out by giving your customer a voice and addressing their real unmet needs. When your competitors keep on talking. Just saying.